Farmer Wants a Wife. It just gets better and better. And I was going to say steamy, but the controversial stakes just keep going up and up. And last night, it all happened on Farmer Sam's place with Mackenzie, the oncology nurse, who's a lovely girl. I mean, she talks about having a great relationship with her mum and dad. Her parents have a great, you know, loving relationship, and that's what she wants to model her future on. But
well, she certainly won him over early, hasn't she?
She did. Have a listen.
So did I tell you what happened this morning? Mackenzie didn't get to bed until about 2:30 in the morning. And then this morning, she just seen my face just go... And she's like, what? I said, is that a hickey on your neck? And she's like, oh, what? No, that's a bruise. I was like, when did you bruise your neck there? And she goes, oh, when I was doing my hair yesterday.
When she's doing her hair. Well, I have burnt my neck with her hair, with a curling once. So it could have been that, but no. So she's up late with old mates.
Yeah, well, obviously sparks are flying with Sam. And look, they've hit it off since day one. I mean, not only just her wonderful smile and her awesome personality. I think Sam and her have a magic, and I've got to say, even at this stage now, I'd love to call it that she'll be the one that survives and they hook up, but it's still too early in the whole 6 week show.
And it's he needs the opportunity to get to know the other girls.
Yeah, does he?
Yes, he does. He does. Well, I tell you what, wasn't Mackenzie getting jealous last night when what was the other girl's name?
Jamie.
Not Jamie.
Oh, that's the other farmer.
She took him away. They just had a chat. And geez, Mackenzie was getting super jealous. She could not handle it, could she?
I think that Mackenzie feels the connection with Sam. And look, she talks it up all the time.
She can't be selfish. I feel like she's being a bit selfish. I can understand her feeling a little bit uncomfortable or whatever, or, you know, a little bit disappointed because she likes him. But it's very selfish if you're there with four other women and you think you can hog him all to yourself.
You know what, Sam
needs to wake up to herself.
Sam needs to call it now and say to Natalie and everyone on Farmer that I've found my girl. Let's just move on.
But he
on
hasn't.
And see
he wants to meet the. He wants to get to know the other
girls.
Yeah,
does he really? He's just doing it for the show.
I don't think so.
Doing it for the show.
So you're calling it early.
I'm calling it early.
You're probably right, Bilks.
There just seems to be a great connection there. And look, he's got to go through the motions with the other girls. And that's the problem, because going through the motions means what? A kiss? A pash, having a bit of a, you know, roll around the hay or whatever it is. They've got to keep it nice and G-censored for the show, but that's the hardest thing with a dating show like this is how far do you go to get to know the other ladies, is
it? Yeah, how do you cope with them kissing all the girls? Are you okay with that?
Well,
put yourself in his position. You've got five women there and this is serious stakes. Like, you're actually trying to meet your wife, okay? So... Do you think it's appropriate that he kisses all of the girls?
If I were him, I'd call and say, I really have a connection with Mackenzie. I want to pursue that. I'll send all the other girls home. That's what I'd do. Wouldn't make much of a show, but if you want to be honest to yourself, Sam needs to call it.
Okay.
And see where he goes with Mackenzie.
Yeah. But what if she's, you know, do you believe that, I mean, some people can just be shining in the early days and do the jazz hands.
Yeah, I know.
But then the truth actually comes out as you peel the layers away and you find out that they sit in the corner at night, hoeing into blue cheese and crackers.
Talking about yourself,
every
ain't
night,
right?
Potentially.
Well, 18 months after the honeymoon ends, that's when the pheromones sort of die down, according to the experts. Then,
oh, is that
reality
right? 18 months.
18 months, it's all glory. That's why they call it the honeymoon syndrome.
Oh, right.
And then it all sort of dies down afterwards. So, look, on a TV show, it's hard because it's all heightened real life, but I reckon Sam should call it. Now, any farmer who feels a connection with his lady, rather than hurt the other girls and make them feel bad, but then that adds to the drama, maybe they need to call it. But
so do you think people need to not kiss on the first date or early on because it sort of confuses things too much or clouds your judgment?
I reckon.
Because you get caught up in the passion.
A little peck on the cheek for the first few dates is where it should go. And then if you're feeling the passion, maybe go a bit further. And then, I think you need to just calm it down first up. Too many people jump in now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you need to take advice from your parents 50, 60 years ago when it was all very lovely and you were courting with, you know, a chaperone and you had a respectable kiss. That's where it should go. That's where dating should go. And then 5 or 6 dates on, you decide if you want to go.
How long did you and Ness wait before you had a little smoochie?
Oh, it was pecks on the cheeks for the first few weeks, yeah. Mm.
First few weeks?
Yeah.
That's good.
I was a total gentleman.
Well done, Bilks.
Thank you.
Okay. I reckon you'd be pretty... There wouldn't be too many that wait now. I think a lot would jump straight in.
Oh, they
Let's
do.
Let's put it out to the Zinc family. Did you make your partner wait for a bit of the old...
Phil, tell me about your story, mate.
when I met Chris, my wife, right, I thanked my mum for that.
Wow. What's the story there? Did she sort of find her for you and say, hey, marry Phil?
No, mate, no, no. I used to manage a service station. And I used to start at 10 in the morning and finish at 10 at night. And I never used to get home till about probably 20 to 11 at night.
Right,
mum had me tea.
No social life, yeah.
Mum had me tea ready. And one Friday night, mum turned around and said to me, she said, son, she said, you're working all the bloody time. Why don't you walk around the corner, go to the club, have a beer, then come home? I said, mum, I've got to get up for work. And anyway, so I got sick of mum nagging at me. So I went, I got changed out of my work clothes.
Yeah.
Away I went. And that's how I met my wife. But her and I never seen each other, hardly. The only time I'd see her is if she come up, mum and dad, at 10:30 o'clock and wait for until I got home from work.
So it worked out, mate, then?
Yeah, it worked out really well, mate. Yeah, yeah. And I used to, and that went, that was 7 days a week that I done that, I worked. And, but yeah, and in the end, we got engaged on her birthday and then we got married.
Oh, beautiful,
that's
Phil.
That's a beautiful, lovely story. Kimmy, you got a little story about how long you mated your mate to Pash? Was it the first date or 6 or 7 dates on?
Oh, no, not the first date. I was a good girl.
Good girl?
I was a good girl.
Are there any such things?
Yes. The second date, that's another story. But the first date, no.
Hang on, can I ask this? Was the first date at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for a coffee and then the second date at 6 o'clock for a beer?
The first date was at Black Star. I don't think they even exist anymore.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. And I don't think I even got... I think I only got a peck on the cheek.
Nice.
The second date, I can't even remember that, but we... we ended up pregnant on the second date.
You ended up pregnant?
On the second date,
that's
yes.
more than a kiss.
That is fantastic.
How he said no.
What was that, sorry?
He said no, I said yes.
He said no, you said yes.
You know what?
How old's the second date now?
The second date, we've been married now for 30 years. We've been together for 32 years.
Beautiful.
We lost that baby.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's right. We've got two beautiful children, a 30-year-old and a 28-year-old.
You know what? We want to see that talent at our Not So Young Talent Time. You're coming along to the Gympie RSL next Friday night, Kim.
I was going to say, Kim, I was a bit worried then when he said we want to see that talent at the Not So Young Talent Time. I'm like, we can't have that on stage.